We're here at the National FFA Organization, where the National Agricultural Proficiency winners have just been announced. With us, we have the Dairy Production Entrepreneurship winner. Would you mind introducing yourself?
My name is Crockett Bruce. I graduated from Joe Burns High School. I'm from Robertson County, Tennessee. Graduated last year. I'm currently milking cows full-time right there on our family's farm.
So what does your project consist of?
It consists of, like, they just look at...
You can start over because I edit these really well.
Okay. They just look at how I'm maintaining my farm and what I'm doing, things to be progressive, because there's always challenges in agriculture, what I'm doing to overcome those challenges, just how I take care of my cows better and better, just basically the care of the cows right there.
Now, you talked about the challenges in agriculture, but there's also challenges in the dairy industry specifically. What are some of the challenges that you've faced, especially the ones that you have faced as a younger generation in the dairy industry?
I'd say the number one challenge would, as far as selling our milk right there, is the price. It's just, it's always fluctuating. You never count on a steady price. It's always going up, going way down right there. It's just hard to make a profit. It's very discouraging, but like, dairy farming is my passion. I'm going to do that no matter what. You know, I was born to milk cows. Like I said, I would say that would be the number one challenge right there.
So you plan to stay involved in the dairy industry for a long time?
That's it's all I've ever done. It's all I know. That's what I'm going to do. Like I said, I always want to make it bigger and better right there. Like I said, before it's all said and done, I believe a lot of people don't know who Crockett Bruce is. So like I said, I'm always trying to be progressive right there and just always trying to make things better and better, see how I can take better care of my cows, raise them better, better genetics, everything like that.
So, if you're going to be in this industry for a long time, and you're in your early 20s,
yes, ma'am.
And you're in your early 20s, what do you see the future of the dairy industry being like?
Higher producing cows. Like I said, there's always getting tighter and tighter government restrictions, so it'll be things as far as that. Probably going to a lot of people going to processing their own milk, as far as bottling it, making their own cheese, everything like that, so you can try to count on some kind of steady price for your product right there. I see a lot of that coming up. Like I said, mainly you're going to have to really cut down on your costs, just make things more and more efficient.
So if you had to give advice to other FFA members who are starting their SAE projects and they're really interested in the dairy production side, but they don't know where to begin or they don't know where to go, what advice would you give them?
First thing is call me. Do a lot of research, and you need to be prepared to work, you know, long days. It's a lot of work. Ain't nothing easy, you know. And the more you put into something, the more you're going to get out. So, like I said, if you totally devote yourself to that, you'll do fine. That's all it takes. And just always have on your mind, what is there one small thing I can do to make it better, you know. Don't be daydreaming. Always think, what could I do to make this one cow better? What could I do to make this one little thing better? And you'll make it just fine.
Now, the theme of the National FFA Convention is I Believe. So what are things that Crockett Bruce believes that have gotten him to become a national proficiency winner? And what do you think are some of the things that will make the dairy industry be successful in the future?
Just real simple, just hard work and perseverance. Just always got to keep pushing forward right there, just working, just research, keep saying what you can do better and better. Look at what other people are doing. People have been doing longer than what you have. See if you can take one small thing from their operation and apply it to you and just make it way better. Just always be looking for something better, because agriculture always changes things. You know, you can't do, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. So you always got to keep progressing and looking for the new thing right there.
So is there any final message you'd like to leave FFA members with today?
Just work hard, do your best, just do your best at everything.
That was Crockett Bruce from the Tennessee FFA Association, the national winner in dairy production entrepreneurship. This award is sponsored by DeLavel Incorporated and New Holland at the 84th National FFA Convention.